Die Groot Breakfast. Saam met Ruben en Jen. Weeksoggende 6 tot 9. Net hier op Groot FM 90.5.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really excited about this. So 5 seconds of summer. I'm not going to lie. They say lie to me, but I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm excited. Oh, it's about love again. Ach, yes, yes. Kry het altijd verkeerd, dames en heren. 6 na 8. Maar nou eers. He's here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio the machine, the songwriting legend, the performer of note, Jesse Glenn!
Thank you, man. So good to be back.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, it's for us. Yep. It's a huge privilege to have you back. First time for Jennifer speaking to you as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
I mean, we are best friends. We care every single weekend.
We go back. We go back at least 5 years.
Way back. How's Jesse doing, man?
I'm good, man. A little bit sleepy right now. It's been an early morning for me, man.
Hey, they say you never get used to it. Just accept it. Jesse, we do this every single morning. But I do believe for artists, it's not always the easiest thing because they are you an evening? You're a late night person.
Yeah, I'm a night owl. And especially singing at this time, it's going to be interesting.
There's nothing interesting about that. Let me see, tell you, we just had the sound check, and I am so excited about this. It's going to get really hot in the studio right now. You were at Box Up as well, supporting Ross, eh?
Yeah. It was amazing. Ross is a really close friend of mine, and he's been training so hard for the last few months. And he told me about it initially, and I was like, geez, man, is that – because he's such a sweetheart.
I know.
I was like, dude, I can't see you getting punched. And I don't think I can watch you. I don't think I can watch you get into a fight. Like, I'm going to get upset. But he did so well, man. And he trained so hard. And he came out victorious. And it was such an amazing, epic night. We had such a great celebration afterwards. And, it's wonderful to see your friends do well, man. I got so much pride. And I'm so proud of him. And it's inspiring, man.
Would you consider something like that?
I don't know. You know, you never say never, but I think my girlfriend would kill me.
yeah, she would get out of there. I wonder how Ross's girlfriend took that. We should actually chat to her.
She was like, she was training him, man. She took it on big time.
I heard the stories about that. Listen, the last time we had a chat was in May of 2016 with the launch of Things Unseen. Can you believe that?
She's crazy, man.
It's crazy. And by the way, that is how I met your dad for the first time because we went to the launch. You remember Good Luck Bar where you had the launch?
Yes.
Good Luck Bar in Joburg. True story. I haven't told you this story yet because I haven't seen you after the interview, and we went to the launch afterwards. I literally bumped into your dad. Like, in literally. We were standing at the food table. You had food and everything packed out there. And I got a little plate, and I get my cook sister gevat and everything else. Next moment, I turned around to see if my friend is with me. And I was like, hey, can I eat something to eat? And your dad was right behind me. I almost knocked his food out of his hands. And I was so starstruck when I met your dad. I was like, oh my goodness, this is Johnny. And I literally almost ran him over. But it was so cool.
Amazing.
Love that launch, by the way. And
Thank you, man.
Put out a few songs afterwards. But now this is my question, because I was totally starstruck. I mean, I still get starstruck meeting someone good, dad, and everybody else. But do you still get starstruck? Because, I mean, you've just recently worked with huge names in LA.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were left starstruck?
Jeez, I don't know, man. I mean, I guess, you know, there's I think when you in the industry and you know how everything works, you know, you kind of, especially when you're going into write or you're going into make music, you have to kind of, I definitely feel intimidated sometimes if I'm working with someone that I really love.
Yeah.
And, I guess the first time I worked with the guys from Walk the Moon, I was pretty nervous. There's a great producer who worked on my last two songs, Speed of Light and Let It Burn, named Tim Pagnotta, who's a Grammy winning producer, and he's worked on some of my favorite albums. And, when I first worked with him, I was very nervous.
Wow.
But, I don't know. I think you get through it. Like, once you realize that we're all humans and we're all trying to write a song, and you know, you have good days and bad days, and you know, it becomes like you get back into the groove of actually doing the work. And I think it's the great equalizer. You know, everyone has to try and do their best, and even the best in the world have a bad day or a good day. You know, so I think that was really useful for me. Just spending a lot of time in LA and working with guys of that caliber gave me a sense of like, yeah, you can, you know, we're all human and
we can pull this off. Man, I love the video, by the way. We're going to get to that later.
Is there someone you would still like to meet?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, geez, there's lots of musicians that I, you know, have huge respect for.
Who would that be?
I don't know. I guess Chris Martin.
I mean,
it'd be amazing to work with him, I guess. Yeah. Like, if we're shooting for the stars now, I mean, Rick Rubin is an amazing producer who I would love to work with.
You know, Ruben Delmarge as well. He's also.
Yeah, him too. Okay, but. Seriously, starstruck.
I knew it.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, like, of all the musicians I've worked with, you know, whether they're hugely successful or whether they're just starting out, music is such an organic thing that, you know, you can't force the chemistry to work with someone. Even if someone's amazing, if you don't click with them or if you're not in the vibe or if it's just an off day, it just doesn't work.
And it's crazy that you mention that because it doesn't mean that that person is not that talented. It's just your styles just doesn't gel. Hey.
Yeah. And music is a personal thing and you can be feeling a certain way and it just comes out and it's amazing. And even though, you know, you've never worked with this person before, it feels like you've been writing songs together your whole life.
Yeah.
And then other times you're working with people who you think you'd have a great experience with and it just doesn't click, you know. And, so I've just become very, kind of relaxed about the whole thing. You know, when you do a lot of songwriting, you realize that, it's really just a muscle you have to exercise, you know.
What do you enjoy most about your work? Is it the songwriting? Is it the performing, traveling?
I mean, I enjoy different things, you know, different aspects of the different activities. I think my first love is songwriting. Mm. Like, I think I started music to be a songwriter. Like, that was the thing that gave me the most joy. And then I learned how to perform and learned all the other sides of it. But I think, if I had to choose one, it would probably be songwriting.
Yeah. And so many artists, I mean, I also used to work for a label a while back. Mm. And that's one of the first things that they really want, the labels now, is they'll ask you one of the first questions would be, do you write songs? Because I mean, it's great to be a performer and there's definitely space for it. But if you can write songs, it opens up a world for you in the industry as well as a songwriter. You know, it's actually quite crucial.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, you know, everyone has their own personal connection to music, but for me, I think if I feel connected to a song, it's because I wrote it. You know, it's because it's something personal that I've observed in my life, or it's something personal, or it's a story. You know, and I think that I can fight for this music because it's me. It's literally my life, and it's my perspective. I think that there's something really special about writing the songs that you perform, and I have nothing against anyone who, you know, doesn't write their music.
Correct.
Like, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm just saying my personal preference.
Yes. Yeah, it's true because you put your personal taste to it. And I think many times people can pick that up as well. That you're really telling the story. I mean, that's storytelling on radio. Same thing. I mean, we've said that many times. If you want to have a great topic to talk about something that happened to you personally instead of taking something generic and just running with a topic. So anyway, your guitars here, we're going to do Traffic and then get the ads out of the way. And I want to squeeze as many songs out of you, man. Come on. I know it's early, Jesse, but I want to squeeze him out of you. All right.
Groot breakfast saam Ruben en Jen. Hy loop soos stroop.
All righty. 16 minute na 8. Nou, ek is nou opgewonde, want hier gaan het nou wel draak. Want because I can remember, I've got these flashbacks of 2016. And I was blown away, Jesse. It was a great afternoon, that afternoon. And you know, my favorite song of yours, don't play it now yet.
Okay.
Because I want to play. You must leave it for the best for last,
okay,
Jesse. We're also going to talk about the brand new single that's out. We're going to get to that right now. For us, what song are you going to do for us now?
I'm going to do a song called Breathing.
Breathing. Oh, man, love that song. Let's do it. Jesse Clegg, live.
While it's on the outside, I couldn't hear the call.
Die Groot Breakfast op Ruben en Jen. Weeksoggende 6 tot 9. Net hier op Groot FM 90.5.
Said you've had enough. Keep breathing, breathing, breathing. Yeah.
Oh, come on! Come on! Oh my God! Yes, sir. JC Clegg, ladies and gentlemen. Wow! Man, I just love that vibe. And while we're at it, we still have to talk about, because you were here quite recently talking about, briefly, let's just chat about that, the brand new book, Scattling of Africa. It's about your dad, eh?
It's an autobiography. He wrote it in the last 5 years of his life.
Yeah.
And it's been an amazing journey to release it and to share it with the world. very emotional. Yeah. He never really finished it, and we decided as a family that what he'd written was so beautiful and authentic, and just was a genuine, like, retelling of his life story, his early life, that we wanted to share it with the world, and we, you know, so we put it out as is. We didn't want anyone to edit it or change it or finish it. We just wanted to honor his voice and his story in the way that he wanted to tell it. And it's been a wonderful experience putting it out and sharing it with people and hearing people's memories and perspectives on his life. And so we're really proud of it, man.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to read that book as well. I haven't had the chance yet, but I'm going to get around to it.
I recommend it.
Yeah, definitely I'm going to get around to that one. And like you said, you mentioned earlier, you just recently came back from LA. When did you land back in South Africa?
I got back about 4 weeks ago.
4 weeks?
Yeah, I was there for about two and a half months, recording and writing.
So what's the plan? Is there an album in the pipeline?
Yeah, so I've written, I think I've got about 50 songs for this next album. I mean, they're not going to all make the cut, but I've been writing a lot. I've done a lot of really exciting writing sessions and production sessions and stuff in LA. Majority of it has been written on that side. I've done some of it here. And now it's just recording it, man. But, you know, the COVID thing has slowed everyone down. You know, the travel was restricted, so I really was excited to get back to LA now and kind of pick up where I left off.
I'm curious about the fact that you're planning an album, because, I mean, this is one of those ongoing talks. I get different answers from different artists all over. Like, what is your take on releasing an album now? Like, versus, let's say, a single combined with a video. What is your take on it?
I don't think that the album has as much importance anymore. I think that singles are definitely the way that most artists are going now. But I think that for fans who don't just listen to the radio, they actually like this artist. They want to hear the deep cuts. You know, they want to hear the full story of the album and all the different songs and all the phases that the artists were in. And so for me, I think that there's a lot of songs that I want to release. They won't be singles. You know, they're just songs that I love and songs that I have written that are very personal and very important to me that I want to share with my audience, and I want to play them live. And so I think that there's definitely a place for the album. But again, man, you know, I've been releasing singles for the last like two years now. So who am I to say?
Exactly. It's difficult to figure out as well. Like, where is it going? Like,
I think especially now with COVID, you know, it's like, I mean, I probably would have finished my album if it wasn't for the situation we're in, but you know, you just have to kind of ride with it, and you know, you can't plan that well, so you just have to ride with whatever situation you're in. And I mean, I'm just psyched that I can record and release new music, man.
Exactly. Nou, ons gaan net hierna gaan, ons daai Smitter en Engels speel, plus ons gaan nog so een of twee liedjies uit JC uit probeer kry.
Die Groot Breakfast op Groen FM 90.5.
Alrighty, 8:33, nou ek squeeze my tyd hier in, want ek wil die meeste uit die kunstenaar uit kry vanmôre. Ek wil vir seks weggeblaas hier, hè?
Ja, absoluut, dit is ongelooflik. Dit wil vir my konsert is, so ek wil amper nie praat nie, ek skryf net so half my stoel terug en dan kan ek net sit en kyk.
By the way, to invoice, if you want to invoice for the show.
Yes, I was going to ask.
There's the one with the money.
She keeps
on, perfect. She keeps on promising the listeners extra money to give away and everything, JC. There's the one with the money.
Okay, deal.
JC, the new single, Waiting on the Outcome, what inspired the song?
Well, it's a very personal song to me. You know, it was, I was dealing with the loss of my father, and it was a very strange time. You know, it was a moment where, you know, we were going through suddenly the pandemic, and I just lost my dad, and it was like standing on the edge of this, of my life as I knew it, and looking out and seeing a whole new version of how things were unfolding and trying to make sense of it. And I think that, you know, we've all experienced some kind of loss in the last sort of 18 months, personally and just as a community. And I think that this song is an attempt to find strength in vulnerability, you know, to acknowledge it and to recognize hard truths, but without losing hope.
Wow.
So that was the intention of it. And yeah, it's a song. I recorded it in LA, and I did it with my good friend Nick Patrica, who's the singer of Walk the Moon. You know, it was just a wonderful experience to make this song. You know, sometimes music reflects your life in such a profound and deep way. And this song really was one that came through in a moment that I was going through something, and it actually helped me cope with it in a lot of ways. So, yeah.
I want to get to the arrangement of the song, because when I heard it the first time, and I don't know if I might completely miss the point here, but it felt to me like, especially if you're saying waiting on the outcome, like in the uncertainty, not really knowing. And I kind of picked that a little bit of that up in the arrangement, in a sense of, especially on the chorus side, it felt like it's building up and then it goes down again. Mm. Was that intentionally done?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the song kind of reflects the emotion of going through something that's uncertain.
Ups
you know,
and downs,
so it's like it's like that, you know, you don't know what's ahead of you, but you have to stay strong and you have to stay with your own principles and your own ideas, you know. So I guess the song is a reflection of that in the lyrics and in the music.
Yeah. it's so well written, because it's not, what's a mooi word, you don't
unpredictable.
Even unpredictable, this word. It's totally unpredictable. I mean, you don't, because it feels like it's building up, and I feel like, okay, there's the chorus going to come down, and then it goes down, and I'm like, wow, that that sat down on my ear complete. And I listened to it yesterday a few times over again, and I was like, this is really well written. So
thank you, man.
Brilliant. Maar hier sy nou vir die eerste keer, Jesse Clegg, wait Waiting on the outcome. Hy klink so. Laat weet vir ons op die WhatsApp lyn, wat dink jy hiervan? 0616104576. Maar luister baie mooi na elke liriek. Is verskriklik mooi geskryf. 836.
Groot breakfast saam Ruben en Jen. Hy loop. So stroom.
Okay, so, waiting on the outcome, dis die nuwe enkelsnit se naam, so hy is oral op jou stroomdienste beskikbaar, tik uit in daar Jesse Clegg, en jy sal hom verseker daar kry, maar what a song, man, I love that song. By the way, just before we get to my favorite song of yours, besides waiting on the outcome being the new favorite, what's the reason, because I noticed on the cover of the of the single, you had this, it looks like it's a, what's a fool's eye?
What? It's like a phoenix.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
What's the reason for that? Is there a story behind it, or is it just a cool sign that you?
It's my logo, man. It's, you know, I just love the movement of it. I love the shape of it. I love the metaphor of the phoenix of rising from the ashes.
Oh.
It's just, it's been, you know, I've always had this image as part of my, my musical world, for the last few years. And, I people associated with me, so I've just run with it.
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty cool, man.
Thank you.
Okay, 8:44. Okay, this is the last time Jesse's coming on this show, because I'll tell you why. Want when Jesse comes here, he knows I'm going to ask this song. And this song is one of those songs we kind of need to warm up really well, because it stretches the vocal cords, and it's very early. So Jesse, it was nice knowing you, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Can you do use?
Use me.
Use me, please, man. Live. Here we go. Jesse Clegg. Oh, this is going to be good.
Wait for me. I'll wait for you. I can't tell you what. You are in the dark, I can feel you.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Jen. Weeksoggende 6 tot 9. Net hier op Groot FM 90.5.
Use me, darling, yeah.
Yes!
You.
Just lost my biscuits, man. What?
Wow. All right, I'm awake.
Yeah.
Everyone's awake now. That was beautiful.
Man, stop being so good, Jesse. Just stop being so good, man. Just stop it. Oh, my goodness, man. So,
thank you, man.
Thank you. Wow, man, I just love that song. By the way, this song was not off a CD. This was live.
Indeed.
Unbelievable. So, how long are you still in the country for? When are you off to LA next?
I'm here for until next year, man. I've got a massive tour planned in December. It's called the Here and Now Summer Tour. We're going to be all over the country. Mm. And I'm actually playing in Pretoria this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I'm playing on Saturday, the 13th of November. I'm going to be at Railway Cafe.
Yeah.
Playing a really cool special acoustic set. Tickets are available on my website, jesseclegg.com. So check me out this Saturday, Railways. And then in December, we're hitting the road. We're doing, I think, about 20 shows in that month. awesome. Going to the Western Cape, Eastern Cape, KZN, all over the place. So hopefully I'll see you guys on the beach somewhere.
Oh, that's going to be great. En natuurlijk, daar is splinter van enkel snit. I'm just going to say again, make sure you download. It's called Waiting on the Outcome.
Yeah, we actually just shot the music video.
Oh, really?
It's coming out soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, please keep me posted.
I will.
We would most definitely share that as well. And then also keep an eye out. The album is in progress. It's
in progress. Not ready yet, but
not ready yet.
In progress.
All right. So check it out. But for now, gaan kry so lank daai single Waiting on the Outcome. Jesse, thanks, man.
Thank you so much for having me, man. It's such a pleasure. Let's not do this for, let's do this sooner than 5 years again.
Do you really want to come back? Cause you're going to use me twice then.
Okay. No, okay. That was, as long as it's later than 8 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, JC Tlaib. Wow. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
Die Groot Breakfast. Saam met Ruben en Jen. Weeksoggende 6 tot 9. Net hier op Groot FM 90.5.